homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. The unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Everything in the Shobogenzo comes out of meditation. Meditation is the nucleus of the entire work. And as you may already know, or you will discover when you read Dogen, it is not apparent in the beginning, either from the titles of the discourses or from the way that the discourses are organized, that it is clear that meditation is the center of the work. But this is critical or crucial to understanding Dogen, and when you read him, that everything that he writes and everything that you hear is expressing the mind of meditation. Almost immediately after he returned to Japan from China, he wrote two works. The first, which we call the Rules for Meditation, and in Japanese, this is called Fukan Zazengi. It's more expansively translated as the Universal Recommendation of Zazen for All People. You know, Zazen for everybody, meditation for everybody. And he also wrote Bendowa, a discourse on doing one's utmost in practicing the way of the Buddha. Fukan Zazengi, which is his most detailed work on meditation, does not appear in the Shobogenzo. It's in another collection. But the Bendowa does, and in fact, it's the first discourse in our translation. In the Shobogenzo, there are chapters which do describe meditation. Bendowa, Zazen Shin, Zazengi, Zammai O Zammai, Kayin Zammai, Shizen Bhikkhu, and others. They don't describe meditation in the same detailed way as the Fukan Zazengi does, but they do describe it. The Shobogenzo has what I mentioned last night to be a very strong holistic character. And meditation is one of the main structural elements in this holistic work. Some people would argue it is the structural element. But it's not always clear when Dogen is writing that what he is writing is about meditation. That he is speaking about meditation can sometimes get lost, because when you read the Shobogenzo, it is as if the meditator Dogen recedes into the background, and the Dharma master, or the Dharma discourser Dogen, comes to the forefront. Nevertheless, meditation is the alpha and omega of Shobogenzo. And this is where we are going to begin. And what I will read to you now is the core of his teaching on meditation. And you can follow along with this in your books if you wish. In Zazengi, Zen Master Dogen writes, with body and mind regulated in this manner, breathe out once. Sit with the stillness of a mountain, and let what you are thinking about be based on not deliberately trying to think about any particular thing. How can what anyone is thinking about be based on not deliberately thinking about something? Simply, by not making what I am thinking about the point of your meditation. This then is the technique for doing seated meditation. Seated meditation is a practice and not something for intellectual study. It is the Dharma gate to peace and joy. It is unstained training to realize the truth. This is from Zazengi, page 682. So in the Fukan Zazengi, which is not in the Shobogenzo, Dogen laid out the aim and practice of meditation. And this is what we have read from Zazengi is the core of that. In the Bendowa, he explained another idea, which is the carrier of meditation, so to speak, which he called the Buddha Dharma of authentic transmission, as embodied in the practice of meditation. This Buddha Dharma of authentic transmission was not just the practice of sitting meditation, but it was the living presence or spirit of Shakyamuni Buddha embodied in the practice of meditation. What Dogen was trying to do was to avoid the distinctions and designations of other ways of practice in order to express the original, fundamental, authentic spirit of Buddhism itself. To Dogen, Shakyamuni Buddha was not only the historical Buddha, but he was the cosmic Buddha who included, absorbed, and transcended all the Buddhas. And that the practice of meditation itself made this alive, manifested it. So he says in Bendowa, all the Buddhas, without exception, confirm their having realized the state of enlightenment by demonstrating their ability to directly transmit the wondrous Dharma. As embodiments of the truth, they have employed an unsurpassed, inconceivably marvelous method which functions effortlessly. It is simply this method that Buddhas impart to Buddhas without deviation or distortion. And their meditative state of delight in the truth is its standard and measure. As they take pleasure wherever they go to spiritually aid others while in such a state, they treat this method of theirs, namely the practice of seated meditation, as the proper and most straightforward gate for entering the way. Bendowa, page 27. For Dogen, as for the rest of us, meditation is the primary practice of our tradition. And it's sometimes referred to as the prototype. Prototype in the sense of it is the core principle, the core practice of religious thought, understanding, and action. It is a summary of the entire Buddha Dharma. It is the perspective of all the enlightened activities and expressions of all the Buddhas and ancestors. Meditation, which he refers to in the text, if you read it with its with Japanese terminology, shikantaza, or zazen only, it's sometimes called, or just sitting, epitomizes the whole of Dogen's religious vision and his enactments. This word enactments is really quite interesting, because the enactment is the way in which you enact or express enlightenment. And this is one of the reasons why the Shobogenzo is full of stories, koan stories, about the early masters, as they enact the circumstances, the conditions of their own enlightenment and understanding. Dogen writes, going beyond the whole universe at full speed and then living a valued and greatly honored life within the dwelling place of the Buddhas and ancestors is what sitting, as if sitting within a lotus blossom, is all about. Leaping over the heads of non-Buddhists and gangs of bedevilers, and then within the inner chambers of the Buddhas and ancestors, becoming someone who has realized the intent of the Buddha Dharma is what sitting as if sitting within a lotus blossom is all about. In order to go beyond the outermost limits, which is where the Buddhas and ancestors are found, there is just this one method. Therefore, the Buddhas and ancestors have engaged in this method without having any other practice. By all means, keep in mind that the universe of seated meditation is something a long way off from other universes. Having clarified this principle, the Buddhas and ancestors have undertaken to do their utmost to give rise to the intention to awaken, to do the training and practice, and to realize spiritual wisdom and the freedom of nirvana. At the very moment of sitting, you should thoroughly explore through your training whether the whole universe is that which is vertical or that which is horizontal. At the very moment of sitting, just what is that sitting? Is it our mind doing somersaults? Or is it like a fish freely disporting in water? Or is it thinking about something? Or is it striving after something? Or not striving after anything? No. It is sitting within sitting. Sitting within body and mind. Dropping everything off within sitting and within body and mind. And just sitting. In this way, you need to thoroughly explore through your training the thousands of aspects, nay, the hundreds of thousands of aspects of just sitting. Your body should just sit as if you were sitting within a lotus blossom. So Dogen treated sitting meditation as the proof of the spiritual fact of enlightenment, of the historical fact demonstrated by the Buddhas and their common practice that enlightenment was not only possible, that it was manifest. And that every time we sit down to meditate, we are enacting this enlightenment. The Buddhas are not just sitting there in the posture of meditation practice. They are expressing the posture of enlightenment itself. Its attitude, its presence, its reality, its actualization. It is not only the best and most stable posture for the practice of repose and joy. It is the posture. It is the posture of enlightenment. It is the enactment of enlightenment. Dogen's idea of meditation is that it is not just a practice to be equated with the traditional idea of Sila, Samadhi, and Prajna, or simply one of the six perfections, one of the paramitas, to be lumped together in a list so that a practitioner, be they a monastic or a lay person, looks at their list and says, yes, I've got to do this and I've got to do that, and meditation is one of the things among them. To Dogen, meditation is the primeval. It's the innate. It's the inherent spirituality which forms the fundamental ground from which all of the traditions come from, because it is literally the awakening and enlightenment of the Buddha. It's the ground from which all the Buddhist traditions, all the schools, all the sects come from. It functions as does water for life. That is meditation. And that it is life itself, because through the meditation, spiritual life is actualized. Not just our life, but the life of the Buddha. So he writes in Bendoa, it, meditation, is not something to be compared or grouped with the contemplative concentration or the meditation alluded to in the six bodhisattva practices or the three ways of learning. That this Buddha Dharma has been authentically transmitted from master to disciple has not been a secret to any generation. Long ago at the assembly on the divine vulture peak, it was only to the venerable Makakasho that the Tathagata entrusted this Dharma, which is the treasure house of the eye of the true teaching and the wondrous heart of Nirvana, as his peerless great teaching. As this ceremony was personally witnessed by the host of celestial beings who are at present residing in heavenly worlds, it is not something that one need mistrust. Since Buddha Dharma, in general, is something that the host of celestial beings ever and ever looks after and protects, the merit of their actions has still not died away. Beyond doubt, you should recognize that this practice is the complete and whole way of the Buddha Dharma. There is nothing to compare with it. In his teaching and in his expression of the authentic Buddha Dharma, Dogen did not want what he saw as the rightly transmitted Buddha Dharma to be understood as just another practice. Nor did he want to see that practice mixed with any other practice or discipline. He wanted people to know that meditation was it, and that when they were sitting in the whole of it, with the whole of it. That simply in sitting down, crossing their legs, and holding their spine erect, and sitting there, they were enacting the living spirit of Shakyamuni Buddha. It is the fundamental practice. And don't get stuck with the idea of form, that you have to be able to sit there with your legs crossed in order to do this. This is much bigger than a form. So what is meditation, according to Dogen? How does one describe and thereby understand the attitude of meditation or the mind of meditation. What does he teach about what happens in the mind of the meditator? And what does one do about all those thoughts that arise? These are some of the questions that all of us bring to meditation and that we contemplate from time to time in our lives. And Dogen does have some important things to say and some answers for us. Now, we're all familiar with his writing in the Fukan Zazengi. Sway the body left and right, then sit steadily, neither trying to think nor trying not to think. Just sitting with no deliberate thought is the important aspect of serene reflection meditation, of Zazen. Let's examine this idea of sit steadily, neither trying to think nor trying not to think, just sitting with no deliberate thought. 6, Zazen Shin. There is a crucial dialogue that takes place between an unnamed monk and Master Yakusan Igen. And this dialogue focuses our inquiry. Dogen writes, right after great master Yakusan Igen had finished a period of meditation, a certain monk asked him, "As you were sitting there, all still and awesome like a mountain, what was it that you were thinking about?" The master answered, "What I was thinking about was based on not deliberately thinking about any particular thing." The monk then asked, "How can what anyone is thinking about be based on not deliberately thinking about something?" The master replied, "It is a matter of what I am thinking about not being the point." Dogen continues, "Having heard about this state described by great master Yakusan, we need to investigate through our training what sitting as still as a mountain means and directly transmit this. For this is how the thorough exploration of sitting as still as a mountain is passed on through the words and ways of Buddhas. Even though it is said that the way in which Buddhas think about things while being all still and awesome like a mountain differs, Yakusan's way of putting it is certainly one way among them. It is his thinking about not being based on deliberately thinking about any particular thing. It includes thinking about as his skin and flesh, bones and marrow. And it includes not thinking about as his skin and flesh, bones and marrow." The monk asked, "How can what anyone is thinking about be based on not deliberately thinking about something?" Dogen comments, "Even though the condition of not thinking about anything in particular is of ancient vintage, how can one possibly think about it? How can thinking not go on while sitting ever so still? And why did the monk not pierce through to what goes above and beyond simply being ever so still? Had he not been as befuddled as some are in our more recent degenerate times, he would have had the ability to persist in his inquiry into being ever so still." The master replied, "It is a matter of what I am thinking about, not being the point." Even though his statement, "It is a matter of what I am thinking about, not being the point," is a gem of clarity, in our consideration of the condition of not deliberately thinking about anything in particular, we invariably employ what he described as what I am thinking about, not being the point. There is a someone involved in not deliberately trying to think about something, and that someone is maintaining and supporting an I. Even though being ever so still is synonymous with that I, meditation is not merely an I thinking about something. It is the I offering up its being as still and awesome as a mountain. even though it's being ever so still, is being ever so still. How can its being ever so still possibly think about being ever so still? As a consequence, being as still as a mountain is beyond the considerations of Buddhas, beyond the considerations of Dharma, beyond the consideration of having awakened, and beyond the considerations of intellectual understanding. The matter that Yakuzan has directly transmitted one-to-one in this way has been handed down for 36 generations, descending directly from Shakyamuni Buddha. And from Yakuzan to Shakyamuni Buddha, there are 36 generations. The practice of not thinking about anything in particular has been directly transmitted in this manner. Zazen Shin, pages 335 to 338. Now, this is an example of what I was telling you last night, that I want Dogen to speak for Dogen and not over-explain what he is trying to say. And having said that, I will give you some explanation. In contemplating this particular passage, I realize that no matter what explanation I give to the question, what is meditation, it is not going to be satisfactory, because meditation is not something that we can understand by thinking about it. And we cannot understand it without thinking about it with anything other than our minds, which is what we use to think about things. So meditation, therefore, seems somewhat paradoxical in that we're trying to think, or think we're trying, to let go of our thoughts. We're trying to let go of our thoughts. Yet at the same time, we know that we can't do that. I mean, how do you let go of a thought? Would someone like to explain this to me? I can't do it, can you? I mean, really? Can you let go of a thought? So what are we doing? What is Dogen's teaching on meditation? You can let go of a thought, by the way, but it's not the way we think we let go of it. So this dialogue is begging the question, what exactly are we doing when we are meditating? Are we thinking? Are we not thinking? Or are we doing something else? Which is why Dogen asks us in this passage, is it the mind doing somersaults? It is a fish. Is it a fish freely disporting in water? What's happening? Yakuzan's reply, it is a matter of what I am thinking about not being the point, is the key. It is not a problem that we are thinking or that we think, meaning that our thoughts, our feelings, our sensations are going to arise and pass naturally as they are wont to do. The thinking process is not an obstruction to meditation, which is good because being able to think is a sign of being alive. Master Yakuzan comments that it is not what we are thinking about, what the content of our minds is, that determines what our meditation practice is or is not, that determines whether we are sitting or not. And he also says that meditation is not the opposite of this thinking, meaning that meditation does not mean that we should not think or that we should not be thinking. That in the activity of meditation, the meditator is somehow able to cut off their stream of thoughts, of feelings, of sensations. This results in simply shutting down the thoughts, feelings, and sensations. And it is a way of creating suffering, because it's to shut down our very humanity. So neither thinking about nor not thinking constitute what Yakuzan describes as non-thinking. Non-thinking. Meditation is the complete and total action of sitting immovably. Don't think of it as a state. Think of it as an action. It is a dynamic action. If it were a part of speech, it would not be a noun. It would be a verb. And this action embraces both thinking and not thinking. Embraces means that it doesn't matter whether we are thinking or not. What matters is that we are sitting as still as a mountain. In this activity of stillness, which is alive and dynamic and still, our thoughts, our feelings, our perceptions come and go. We note their arising and passing away as we continue to sit as a mountain sits. We are so lucky to live where we are because we have a mountain sitting in front of us every day to remind us of the way that we can be. Because no matter what happens up there, that mountain doesn't move. It just sits there. In this mountain still sitting, both thinking and not thinking are seen, realized, and let go of. In other words, we think what we think, and we feel what we feel, and we sense and perceive what we sense and perceive. In no way do we try to stop this. We do not practice not thinking. And in by allowing ourselves to just think, to allow thoughts to arise and pass, to refrain from not thinking, in other words, to not try to cut off our thoughts, and by remaining as still as a mountain, this is non-thinking. And it is the mind of serene reflection meditation. And this is how it is actualized. It is the action of non-thinking. Mountain still sitting is the thought, the action of non-thinking. And this non-thinking is the way. And this way is realized through body and mind. And this body and mind, when it is sitting still, is sitting as still as a mountain, neither trying to think nor trying not to think. In this sense, when you stop thinking about these words that I'm talking about, and instead you are able to experience this like a moth that flies around a flame and then suddenly dives right into the middle of it. In this sense, meditation is liberation. We are not fettered by what we experience, and we do not have to suppress our thoughts, our feelings, our sensations. What we have to do, all we need to do, is to sit as still as a mountain. This is mountain still sitting, Seated meditation is the actualization of mountain still sitting. And it is what Dogen calls in this discourse seated Buddha. This was his term for it. Now there is another way of thinking about Dogen's teaching here about non-thinking, which comes from an alternative way of translating this dialogue. And when you hear this explanation at first glance, it can seem to make no sense until you get an idea of what thinking, not thinking, and non-thinking are about. The monk asks Master Yakuzan, in your steadfast sitting, what are you thinking about? Yakuzan answers, I am not thinking. The monk then asks, how can you think about not thinking? Yakuzan replies, non-thinking. So here, not thinking refers more to not thinking about rather than non-thought. Okay? Not thinking here doesn't mean shutting off your thoughts. But it's important that we not get the idea that we're supposed to be not thinking when we're meditating. Yakuzan's answer is leading the monk from thinking to not thinking, and then finally to non-thinking. In other words, sitting still in the way that Yakuzan describes is very different from just sitting there thinking about things. And it is certainly not trying to stop thinking about things. Can't be done. For mountain still sitting to take place, one has to be still and mindful to refrain from thinking and not thinking in order to practice non-thinking or meditation itself. And this is the meaning of the Fukan Zazengis. Sit steadily, neither trying to think nor trying not to think. Just sitting with no deliberate thought is the important aspect of serene reflection meditation. Thinking, not thinking, non-thinking. Dogen's phrase of mountain still sitting comes from a Japanese phrase in Zazen Shin, which I really like, called, it's pronounced Gotsugotsuchi. Gotsugotsuchi, which literally means the still, still state. Dogen was a master of language and he combined words together to make his own words, like Shakespeare did. Literally, Gotsugotsuchi means high and level, lofty or motionless. So think about that in terms of not trying, neither try to think nor not try to think. Gotsugotsuchi, still, still state. What are you thinking about in the still, still state? In other words, don't try to think about something. Don't deliberately try, which is thinking, or deliberately try to not think, to stop thinking about something. That's not thinking. In either case, according to Dogen, here in Zazen Shin, this would involve a someone involved in not deliberately trying to think about something, and that someone is maintaining and supporting an I. Even though being ever so still is synonymous with that I, meditation is not merely an I thinking about something. It is the I offering up its being, ever so still. Being ever so still and awesome as a mountain. Even though its being ever so still is being ever so still, how can its being ever so still possibly think about being ever so still. This is a Dogen sentence. Okay. But when you think about it from his perspective and from the perspective of meditation, it makes perfect sense. And here is also another way of viewing what Yakusan and Dogen meant by non-thinking, the offering of being as still and awesome as a mountain. And this is what we bring to meditation when we practice it, the offering. The readiness or intention of truly being who we truly are.